Yay, God. I'm the Big Bang. Where's the buck? What's God saying to you? Where are we today? We hear our worship leaders and others that are traveling and come back and tell us of these hundreds of thousands of people that get saved, and the McCrays go down and they come back and they've had some real input with the government even in this place and that, and then we have our service. And we say, prayer team. And the prayer team come and we say, if you need prayer, you come forward. And the same people come. It's okay. If you still need prayer, you come. But is it time for us to see something other than once a week I get tanked up? Rather than to allude to the scripture reading, I'm going to set the stage by reading it in its entirety. Now, they tell you, certainly in any presentation, homiletic class or any, not to do that, because if you read, people check out. If you check out, I will throw a book at you. So I suggest you tune in. Exodus 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the Mount of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame out of the fire in the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thy standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good land, into a large, into a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Termites. Yep, you're tuned in. Good for you. All right. Now, therefore, the cry of the children of Israel is come up unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, or I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And the Lord said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee, that thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. You shall serve God upon this mountain. If you're a preacher, you know how hard it is to read the word and not stop on every verse and preach it. I mean, what a thing. He's being called to do something impossible. And the Lord says, when you're successful, you'll know it was me. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, the I am hath sent thee me unto thee. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is the name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Church, he's still the God of Abraham. Every promise that was made to Abraham is still there, being fulfilled generation after generation and being offered generation after generation. Read the book. He's still the God of Jacob, Isaac. He said, that's who I really am. And he has sent you. You just say, he's the one that sent me. This was not my idea. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. How many of you wonder if God really sees what's going on today? I mean, we've got thousands of people praying for mercy and God bless America and have mercy on Jerusalem. And we've never had this many at once that I know, ever pray at once for peace of the world. And then we get these horrible reports. And he says, I am what I was before. I am what I am. And that's my name, I am. That was long before Popeye. And he says, I will, that was for you, Robert, just for you. I will bring you up. I've seen the affliction of Egypt into this land and all that's going on, and you know all the people that I said, I won't do it again, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. What he's saying here is probably what Moses really wants to hear. I will. I've heard the cry. I've seen what's going on. And I will deliver. And I am going to bring you into a land of milk and honey. I will do it. Yay, God. But before you get too happy, let's take a thought. Moses had settled into a routine. You know about Moses, I'm sure, I'm presuming at least on you, that everyone here has heard this story. And he right now is in a different place. It's different for him, but he settled into it. He doesn't have any use of his great education in Egypt. He doesn't have any use really of his Hebrew education. He just has wandered out as a murderer from protecting one of God's own, and he's wandered across a desert, and he met a girl. I could, but I won't. And he married her, and he settled. Oh, God, give you wisdom. He settled for less than God had for him. But he settled for the only thing that was there for him. Selah. How many did not get, no. How many understand what God's saying today? It was the only opportunity he had. There was nothing, and yet he knew somehow down inside, this can't be it, but I guess it has to be. And so he became his father-in-law's keeper of the sheep. And every day he went behind the flock, the same path. Are you there? The same old job, doing the same old thing, not expecting any changes. How are things with you? Oh, come see, come saw. Oh, yeah, I know your age by that response. Are you feeling good? Oh, yeah, some days. Yeah, uh-huh. Where do you go to church now? Oh, I kind of, you know, I go wherever the Spirit is. Leave that one. All right. So Moses has his plan. His plan is to survive. I'll do that. With all the threats, if he goes back to Egypt and he isn't really liked by the children of Israel, he isn't accepted anymore. He's a nobody. So he found a place that they wanted him. Jethro really wanted him because he had daughters and he needed to marry him. So he marries his daughter and now he's got a job. Oh boy, I've got a job and a regular income. Day after day, day after day. One day, he's walking the same path, doing the same thing, expecting the same results, and he sees a phenomenon. He looks out, and there's a bush ignited, but not consumed. And that will preach to any leader that's here. We've got lots of bushes ignited, but they're not consumed. Anyway, lots of them, huh? Okay. Now he has a choice. Right now, he has had a divine interruption. And that's the title of the message. Now we're used to intervention. That's the divine intervention. That's when God comes on the scene and fixes it all. Intervene, Lord. But when he interrupts my plans, when I'm not ready to hear about anything different, when things are going okay, pretty good right now, I don't need anything else. Well, but God, I don't want to see anything different. I get uncomfortable when things change. I hate it that Pastor goes all the time. When he's here, it's different. Thank God BJ got home. It's just not the same without you. Oh, really? You haven't seen anything yet. Because God is going to take you out of your little path, which you have walked so long, it's become a grave. That rut is deep enough to bury you in. And all the while we're down there saying, oh God, I want to hear from you. Well, just show me. We need to see signs and wonders. We need to see crutches being thrown and people being healed like that one. Like, what happened to you there? How come we don't have it here? You're here. Sing. And if he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever, couldn't he do that? Isn't he going to do? Absolutely. But you know what? We're more interested in that than him. I want to see your miracles. Oh, God, I want to see miracles, signs, and wonders. So he lights a fire in your path, in your family, in your job, in your children, in your situation, and it's hot. Not necessarily hot, but, well, are we alert or not? but it's threateningly hot. It looks like if I got involved with that, I would be consumed. And you will. Now his choice is this: what will I do with what I see? What will you do with what God is showing you? It's different. I've never seen this before. It's a phenomenon. I, Moses said, I will turn aside from what? From your usual. From your own plans. From what you're just sure you're going to be doing for the next umpteen. I'm here to tell you today. That's why I don't preach often here. They can only take it once in a while. All right, get her back. Oh, thank you. God has to shake us up because we're praying wrong. We've got plans and we're begging God in Jesus' name to meet our plans. Lord, bless me as I walk this same path. Just bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. He says, okay, and the bush comes alive, or you call it trouble. Something new happens, you get fired. Something different happens. And we don't want the different. We don't make waves. I hate it when they change anything in this church. I wish they'd just leave it. I don't need another new song. I like, He is worthy of it all. That's all I want to hear. And God says, oh, I have other things too. You haven't begun. You saw a fresh anointing on our leader, but he doesn't have a clue either. What the Holy Spirit has shown me in prayer, I mean, the power that is resident within is going to ignite, sir. It's going to be fire. And it's going to be fire like you have. I will just live long enough to enjoy it. But it's been a long time coming. I've been praying. But each one of us is guilty of asking God for something we don't want or expect. Take an inventory of your own prayer life. What do you pray for? I want to be wealthy. I want to be wise. I want to be accepted. I've got gifts and they don't use them in this church. Maybe we should have those long services. And then we'll just use everybody. Just, or not. After the burning bush, Moses said, I'm going to take a look at it. I dare you just to take a look at it. Just take a look at what's happened to you and quit crying about it and having everybody in the world concerned about poor you. Why don't you just take a look at it with God? Lord, what's in this bush? Where are you? He said, you ready? You want the answer or not? You say to the Lord, where are you? And he says, I'm in the flame. There are four men in the fire. They only put in three. There were four there. So there has to come a breakthrough voice. When we see the burning bush and go, and God saw that he turned aside from his own plans, wishes, goals, ambitions, and calling. And I'm smirking as I say that. We're so sure, but God, this is what God called me to do. Now they want someone else to do it. And I feel sorry for them because God's going to get them. No, baby, he's going to get you. Now comes a breakthrough voice. I've heard this voice personally. I guess they left, the kids were in the first service. But I was sharing with them, the only time I've ever heard the audible voice of Jesus. I was sound asleep, and the voice said this. Iverna, I came wide awake. I felt endued with something I'd never felt before. I felt saturated with divine presence. I didn't move. I was just stunned. And I was waiting for the message. And that was it. And I hang around with, well, I don't know, I just hang around with you, but I used to hang around with lots of great preachers and teachers, and, you know, they would tell me, God spoke, and he said all these things and all these. How many of you have ever heard the voice of God? I have. Two words, okay, same word, once, twice. God spoke, the breakthrough voice is this. Moses, Adam, Abraham, when God speaks it twice, he puts the emphasis on it. And it's a lot more than getting your attention. It is that. But it's this, listen, he knows you by name. Moses doesn't feel that anyone big knows him, much less an almighty God. He knows he's a murderer. He's a person who fled the country. He's a man without a country. He's gone to some place that is much less than he's used to, but it's, what can you do? Good question. Where's the bush? What does God expect me to do? I don't know. I'm not God. You don't need to run from place to place or person to person. You can go directly. Isn't that wonderful? It happened at the cross when God took the veil from the top and ripped it in two, and he said, let's deal person to person now. Moses, and following this breakthrough voice, it came because he turned aside from his own way and was ready to do whatever. Moses, and I don't know what Moses answered. Maybe after he got up. I know he had his shoes off. A breathtaking disclosure came, a fresh revelation. Of God, by God. In your prayer life, in your meditation, if you listen, he'll remind you that he's bigger than your problem. He's bigger than what we see in the problems of the world. God is greater, God is higher, God is wiser. That's why we love to sing the songs we do, because everything exalts him. But the church, the people of God, have forgotten how great their God is. And God has come back on the scene, not to do the things you have told him to do in Jesus' name, but to introduce himself again. I am the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am that I am, and you are mine. Have you forgotten that? God said, take your shoes off. The place you're standing is holy. And here's what I think he's saying. Take your shoes off. You're about to enter a different walk. It's not going to be the same. Well, I want it to be. It isn't going to be. You don't get a vote. It can't be the same church because we have lost our sense of who we are. We have a big devil and a little God. If you don't believe me, check the internet. Even the Christians, you hear them, oh my God, it's just, oh, no, 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 no. And God is saying, I'm still here. Isn't it sad that sometimes in the Bible they have to say, who are you, Lord? Well, who are you, Lord? I am that I am. There is no other God beside me. I love to do this when we're singing. You are. And someone said, that's the Muslim thing. That's what they do. One, I don't care what they do. You are worthy of it. He's the only God. He's my God. This is my sign. You can't take away my freedom by copying it and saying it means something else. It doesn't mean something else to me. There's one God, one Lord, one Master, and I have it on the highest authority. Moses, yes, Lord, I see the situation. And I hope you hear that right now because that's the best part of the whole message. I see it. God says, I see, I get it. You don't have to keep repeating it. I read your emails. And I, says God, I have a plan. God always has a plan. His plan always works. Yeah, always. The whole heavenlies, everything is held up by God's plan. God has a plan. Well, I don't know how he's going to answer my prayer. Of course you don't. You're not God. God has a plan. But here's the catch. God says, because I see it, therefore you go tell him. Amy? Yes, Moses, I'm calling you to go tell them that I have a plan and I am the highest authority that ever existed. I am before the worlds began. Now that you remember who you are, go tell them. Moses said, I'm not good at speaking. And that's when we do it. See, when we really hear from God, then we begin to think we give him unknown information. Oh, Lord, I need to tell you, I'm just a woman, and you know they hate women preachers. And Moses said, I stutter. I can't. Oh, I don't speak well. There are some excellent speakers out there that I could refer. And God says, I'm calling you. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and what? We've lost that, church. We've lost the word of our testimony. And we need to get back to it. You don't have to have a big crowd or a microphone. In your sphere of influence, your testimony needs to ring. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. Go gather the elders together and tell them, well, you know what they're going to say to me. They're going to say, who sent you? Who are you to tell me? He says, I'll go through it again. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. I am. Something resounded, I believe, across the earth recently. And that's when evil demonstrations became more blatant. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And what happened was, instead of us lifting up our heads and rejoicing that greater is he, oh, that's easy to say, isn't it? That is in me than he that is in the world. We begin to panic. And the lying voice of a fearful devil became louder to the church than the great I am. But only for a little while. Because the Lord is calling your name. He is saying, Iverna, Melody, BJ, Sister Ruth. Oh, I expect that of those. Those are all leaders. Joe, Helen, Cameo. I have called you. Go, therefore, and tell them I'm about to break through on this earth. Disciples are all gathered together. Jesus has been crucified, gone to the grave, and been resurrected. He's appeared to them. Most of them believe it. Some of them don't. It didn't change it. Why do we get so frightened at people that say, well, I'm agnostic, or I am totally an infidel. I just do not believe the Bible. So what? That doesn't change anything. Oh, but I don't believe Christ died. Sorry for you. The word of God is truth, church. We need not be afraid of people that, I don't believe that. Can you prove that? Sometimes when people say to me, where is that found? I say, I don't know, but it's in the book. Just to upset them. Because I don't want to argue over this and that, and this means that, and this from the Greek, and that stands for, and you mispronounce, and blah, blah, blah. The power of the fire is within us. And it plans to consume us. And the only thing that will burn away is the dross that we've been trying to get rid of. Lord, I don't want this habit. I don't want that. I ask you to deliver me from that. Well, I need the. He says, fine, you got to have the fire. Zap. And every time you open the words, it'll zap you. Every time you listen to a preacher, they'll zap you. If you try to run from God, the world will zap you. Because you prayed, and he heard you, and he knows your name, and he's out to get you. And when he really does, you'll understand this. Here they are, they're together. Do you believe he is really him? We saw him, Thomas, you know, you felt, did the thing? Do you believe, John, you were always close to him. Do you believe? And Jesus just shows up. See, that's the thing that's hard for us. We want him to come when we plan for it. Okay, Lord, I'm cleansed now, and I fasted this week. Come, Lord Jesus. Bless me. He says, you're too full of pride right now. Then the next week, I don't fast, and I get mad at 7 people. And I forgive 1 out of 100. And I don't care. I don't care at that moment. I don't care. I don't feel convicted. I don't care. I'm mad. I've been hurt. I deserve to be mad. It feels good to be mad. And he comes. Not now. I'm filthy rags. I'm undeserving. He says, now you're ready. So Jesus appears and looks to them and said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. And on earth. All power. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. There's no power greater, he's saying. And then he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And don't we have fun with that doctrinally when we dip somebody and they say in Jesus' name? There's another verse that says, just baptize them in Jesus' name. So, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And P.S., the same word he spoke to Moses, who was insecure about going and telling all the things. And he doesn't know that God's great power is going to come in the plagues and all that. And he's going to be successful. He doesn't know that. God doesn't tell you what he's going to do. He just tells you what you're going to do. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. Start at home. Understand that all power is given unto Jesus. And he said, I'm going away, and the very same spirit that raised me from the dead is going to come to you, and it's going to come in fire. The fire of God is coming back to the church. And it's going to come by way of you. It's going to come by way of the unexpected. It's going to come when you least expect. It's going to come when you learn to recognize something is different than it was yesterday, and I want in on it. Would you bow your heads, please? This is just in reverence to one another. How many here? I'm going to ask one thing, and I'm going to pray, and then I'm through. How many here would say, I go on heaven's record right now by lifting my hand and saying, I want a divine interruption in my life. Hold them up. Hold them up high, because you're not going to get prayed for if you don't have your hand up. Father, you see these hands all over this building. Mine too. We're tired of the same old, same old. We want a divine interruption. Interrupt us, Lord, from our own plans. And let us come into the plan of the heavenlies, the plan of God, under the power of God. And let us have the fire of God in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
I'm going to ask our prayer team to come forward. As Dr. Iverna was speaking, I was thinking, how do you know when you are at the fiery bush? I think it's when you start complaining about what's next. Because that's what Moses did. He started complaining about what God was saying. So your complaint is probably the point of your opportunity to step into what is next. I want to do a little something different on this altar call for our prayer partners and to you. Dr. Iverna mentioned sometimes many times we keep coming for the same thing. Has anybody besides me been guilty of that? You keep coming for the same thing. I want you to, if you're ready to settle it, you're ready to settle it. Whatever it is that you keep coming for, you're ready to settle it. This is it. I'm taking off my shoes right here. No more walking around the same path. No more doing it my way. I'm ready to settle what God is speaking in my life and what I'm struggling with and what I'm complaining with. And you're ready to settle it. I want you to come and join with a prayer partner right now. You're ready to settle it. No more going around the same thing. I'm taking my shoes off at this bush and seeing what God says is next. Just come on and tell your prayer partner, I'm settling it. If you can't get to a prayer partner, turn to somebody and join hands with them and tell them, I'm settling it right here. I'm settling it right here.
From you are all things. You are worthy of it all.